probably wear sunscreen, right? Everybody should. Skin cancer is the leading cancer in this country. 3 million people get it every year. And of course, sunscreen can help prevent that. But recently, FDA scientists published a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association concluding that chemicals in sunscreen are absorbed into your bloodstream. What does that mean? We've brought in Perry Wilson, assistant professor of medicine at Yale. Hi, Dr. Wilson.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Your thoughts. You know, is this bad for us that what's in that sunscreen that may be helping us may be hurting us?
This study came across my desk as I had just finished applying sunscreen to my children, which is a ritual that we start, you know, sometime in at the end of May, early June in this part of the country. And so it definitely caught my eyes, I'm sure. It did a lot of people. The study was done, as you mentioned, by the FDA. It took 24 healthy individuals and really slathered them in sunscreen. Mm-hmm. They, for 4 days, they applied sunscreen to almost their whole body every 2 hours during waking time. And they had 30 different blood measurements of the sunscreen chemicals over a 7-day period. So really detailed data. And the reason the FDA did this is because they have a threshold level of a substance that is sort of allowed to be in their blood, in your blood. If you measure something below this threshold, the FDA says, you know what, don't worry about it. It's too little to even really do more studies. In the case of sunscreen, they tested 4 separate active ingredients, and every single one exceeded this threshold. Mm. One exceeded the threshold by 400 times. And what that says is, okay, you're not off the hook. We now need to do the hard work of figuring out not only that it got into your blood, but does it matter?
Right. Well, and so somebody's going to do that hard work. And we know we're going to be hearing from the FDA a little more about sunscreens. But how do we get here? I mean, you know, if there's something that can concern us, why isn't this regulated?
It's a fascinating bit of history, actually. So these sunscreen active ingredients came on the market before the modern era of drug evaluation, which really began in the early 1970s. So they were already out there and they were sort of grandfathered in. The FDA in the early 70s actually did say, you know what, we've got to look at these over-the-counter products and decide whether they are safe and effective. And they have been going through those sort of grandfathered in over-the-counter products since the 70s. And in fact, that project is still ongoing. And to some extent, they're just sort of getting around to the sunscreens now.
Yeah. Well, look, first of all, they absolutely say that there are non-chemical ways to sunscreen. Get your umbrella hat, you know, or clothing that blocks the sun. But when it comes to sunscreens, we also know how valuable they are. I mean, as a doctor who's looking at this, I mean, you weigh risks while we await the determination. Skin cancer is in the other column. I mean, isn't it? Should we err on the side of wearing the sunscreens till we know more?
Absolutely. My biggest concern about this study when I saw it is, oh no, people are going to stop wearing sunscreen. And there's a bit of a devil you know, devil you don't know here. We know for a fact that ultraviolet radiation from the sun causes skin cancer. We still don't know if there's any problem with the fact that sunscreen gets into your blood. And to be honest, given the fact that we've been using it for 50 years and we all seem to be doing okay, I would be rather surprised if we see any risk that exceeds the risk of skin cancer in the population, which, as you point out, is the most common cancer. But your choices are not just limited to chemical sunscreen, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can get hats and shirts and things like that. And by the way, you point out that other things that we do, people who drink coffee should know that there's caffeine in their blood as well.
Well, of course, yeah. So as you look at kind of the concentration of something in your blood, there's this visceral reaction where you say, oh, that's – you know, I don't want something in my blood. But of course, we ingest things. We put things in our blood all the time. So just to give some perspective, the concentration of caffeine in your blood after you drink a cup of coffee is about 50 times higher than the highest measured level of one of these sunscreen ingredients. The concentration of nicotine in your blood after you smoke a cigarette is about 7 times lower than that highest sunscreen chemical. So the point here is that, you know, the number might not tell you very much. It's there. But again, we don't know if it's doing you any trouble.
Yeah. So meanwhile, while we wait, we do know, as you said, skin cancer is, you know, frightening. It can be fatal. And so use the sunscreens. Or maybe, as you point out, there are the barrier sunscreens. You can, you know, make like a surfer and put zinc on your nose or maybe all over yourself?
Yeah. The barrier sunscreens are those that contain zinc oxide or titanium oxide. And they work by reflecting those UV rays as opposed to the chemical sunscreen, which absorb the UV rays and release them as heat. The barrier sunscreens, yes, are a bit whitening. but the modern formulations are pretty darn good. And both zinc oxide and titanium oxide are generally regarded as safe and effective by the FDA. So they've gone through that process. So you can feel much more comfortable about using those.
Yeah. Well, if you use just the tube, you look, as you write, like an 18th century consumptive. However, you will be protected. Perry Wilson, Assistant Professor of Medicine at Yale. Dr. Wilson, thank you so much.
Anytime. Thank you.